This is podcast 18th, corresponding to April 24th. This is Veronica Chiaravalli from Emerging Technology Sweden. Welcome. The latest news here at Emerging Technology Sweden is that we have everything ready for the program Exponential Digital Transformation. The brochure has been shared. The landing page is up and running. People can go and register. So we have everything on our LinkedIn profile. And if you have any questions, please reach out to us with a direct message via LinkedIn. Yes, today we have a lot of things to do. And we are looking forward to meeting our potential customers. We finished the Salesforce sales operations specialization. We're done with that one. And we are going deeper into UX research and design. And we are also preparing ourselves to finish another specialization regarding React.js, which is in demand. So companies are looking for people that can work with React.js. And you will see this everywhere. It takes a little bit of time to learn the program. Of course, you have to have a good basic knowledge of JavaScript. So it's good to review JavaScript first and then move on to React.js. There are some free courses out there. And so we are finishing the specialization and we will continue to build our company and at the same time look for projects and look for more partnerships and collaborations. And our goal is to strengthen our position in order to help others. So we're getting ready to go 10x. This means that we will be moving at an exponential speed and we'll be working with several programs. And we are receiving job offers on an ongoing basis. It's just that on the one side, some of them come from the US and are looking for people that are living in the US. We don't know why we always get these job offers. We are based in Sweden, so there's a mismatch there. And this has been happening for more than 7 years now. So this is an example of when automation is not working well, because we shouldn't be getting these kind of job offers. And because we are polite, we answer, but it takes up a lot of our time and it shouldn't be happening. And so recruiters have to really think about what they're doing before sending emails to potential candidates. But we also are working for two companies that hire freelancers. One is in Sweden and the other one is in Denmark. And there we also see the same thing happening, that we get offers for jobs that are on site. We are not looking for a job that is on site. We are remote workers at heart. So remote work is the culture that we have here at Emerging Technology Sweden, and we will continue to have it. So we are not going to change. This is who we are. And the world has to understand that remote work is here to stay. Hybrid work is not good for everybody. Okay, some people that are remote workers will not be very happy with working some days at the office and some days at home. The people that are remote workers will want to continue being remote workers. And we see a problem with hybrid work, which is the following, that sometimes, you know, if a job is far away from our home, we spend a lot of time traveling back and forth, and we don't get paid for that traveling time. And if it's a gig, not a permanent job, then maybe, you know, if it's just for some days, it's not a good compensation for the time that we lose. Plus, it's a cost, transport, right? So we have found out that we save more time by working from home because we do not have to spend time traveling, and we can start our work early in the day, and we already have good time management skills. So we can get things done very fast. We can work with a team or independently. So this is important. Now we've seen that Sweden has gone through changes and is all more open-minded than before. Before they were absolutely not open for remote work. And now because of COVID, they have understood the situation, and now what they offer is hybrid work. Very few companies offer remote work, but it's not 100% remote. So Sweden is still not there. It's still not at the same level as the US is. The US is more open-minded. That's what we like about the United States. Sweden has to understand that a hybrid work is not for everybody. It will not be welcome by everybody. So it's not a good solution. Plus, if we have another pandemic in the future, you know, medicine takes time, right? Vaccines are created, but it takes a little bit of time. And in the meantime, you're going back and forth to the office and you might get sick. Your family might get sick, your friends might get sick. And so we have had this experience from, you know, COVID-19, based on what we have seen, right? Because we still work remotely from home. But what we have seen in the world is that things take time. And during this time, right, people get sick and some die. And so we wouldn't like to be in that situation in which we are working on site. People start getting sick, the vaccines do not come on time, we get sick, we are on the brink of dying or something. We don't want that. So we prefer to stay at home, be safe, and do things our way. This is the good thing about having your own company. Of course, you have more responsibility. You still have to do the sales, but it's good. We don't have anything more to say today, but we do have more podcasts on the way. Have a nice day. Bye.